Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Hannah's Blog Talk Radio Show. This is my first night as hosting my own show. And we've got a lot to discuss tonight. First off, I want, for all GH fans out there, I've got a spoiler alert for y'all. First, Silas learns this is Ava's first pregnancy. So I guess apparently she's not Kiki's mother. Ava isn't. So there's the first shocker. Second is Michael has a request for Sunny. I don't know what that's all about, but, you know, you never know. And then Michael makes a shocking announcement that makes Monica very happy. I wonder if he's going to change his name or something. I don't know what his shocking announcement might be. And the last one is Lord Ashton has sound advice for Tracy and Ned. So there's your GH spoiler for tonight. I don't know who's all out there listening tonight, but here in St. Louis, it is cold. And it is snowing. It is like 30 degrees right now. So we've got snow on the ground, like maybe, I would say maybe an inch. I know we're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches. So, and I think we have our first caller of the night. Hello, are you there? Well, I guess Party Will isn't there because Party Will is supposed to be coming on tonight, and he's supposed to kind of be helping me tonight because I really don't know what in the world I'm doing too much, but hey, you know. Anyway.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hey, it's Party Will here, Willie.
Hey, Party Will, what's up?
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's cold here and snowing.
All right. It's cool to be on your debut show. I'm so excited
yes.
for you tonight.
Well, thank you.
I'm curious, what are you going to talk about tonight, Hannah?
Okay.
Any special little recipe out of your recipe box?
Yes. I've got one recipe, or maybe two.
All right. Lay it on us.
Okay. Let's see. The first one is buffalo sliders. These in the crock pot, and they are very, very good. You take a 3-pound bag of frozen chicken breast, and I suggest that you spray your crock pot first before you put your chicken breast in because it tends to stick on the side a little bit and burn. So that's why I say spray the crock pot, so that makes it easier cleanup. So you take your 3-pound bag of chicken breast, you put it in your crock pot after you sprayed it. You put one bottle of hot sauce, any type that you like Frank's Red Hot Sauce, or another good one is Sweet Baby Ray's Hot Wing Sauce. That's another good one. You put that over the top of your chicken. Your frozen chicken breast, and you also put a pack of Hidden Valley ranch dressing mix. The Hidden Valley packet of ranch dressing, you put that over that, and then you just turn your crock pot on low for like 8 hours and you cook it for 8 hours. And then after it's done, you take 2 forks and you shred it, and then you can put it on a hamburger bun or you could put it on top of nachos if you like. And you can put provolone cheese or American cheese, whatever kind of cheese that you like. And you can serve it with chips, a salad, or you can even put the chicken in the salad because it makes really good chicken salad too. Like if you want like to put like a bowl of greens and tomatoes and cucumbers and onions and all that, and then put your chicken in there and then put maybe like some ranch dressing on top of that, it is awesome. I've had it before and it totally rocks. I've even made, I've taken eggs and scrambled them and put my chicken in there like that and made a burrito out of it. It's really good that way. Or you can make chicken tacos, too, and then put lettuce, tomato, what other kind, whatever is your favorite toppings you can put on your tacos. So you can make tacos, too. But there's one recipe for tonight that's really easy to make, especially if you're in a hurry and you've got, you know, things that you're doing and you're working, and then you come home and you're tired, at least you know that dinner is made. So there is number one recipe for the very first show.
Wow, that's mouth-watering. I like it.
Well, it is so good. And if you don't want it real hot, you can use less hot sauce, too. So there's number one.
I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So what have you been up to today, Party Will?
Surprisingly, just, you know, staying home because it's too cold to go anywhere right now.
Uh-huh.
It's chilly out, which is good because, you know, I like that weather. Just stayed in. And you?
I took my daughter shopping, clothes shopping today. So we got her a couple outfits that she needed. So that was fun. I got to spend the day with her and we just hung out and had mother and daughter time today. So it was pretty good. Not too bad. And let's see, what else did I do today? For lunch, I had white chili, which was really good since it's cold. And tonight, I've just been chilling. What have you been doing? What did you have for dinner?
Actually, you're going to laugh. I had leftovers, which was leftovers from, you know, tacos last night. So it was really good.
Ooh. Leftover tacos is always good. It's always good the next day.
So, Hannah, why don't you tell your listeners about this thing that me and you are doing on our online fanfic. It's called Fusion.
Yes. We
why
are writing.
Yeah, tell them a little bit about what they could expect from your script.
We are writing together a show, a fanfic show, and it's basically like a murder mystery type thing where, you know, there's a lot of murder, a lot of mystery, like a small town setting. It's really going to be good. So I can't wait for that to come out, too. What about on your end?
Can you tell us, like, any of your top three characters that you like to introduce to your listeners? And then I'll tell you mine.
Okay. Let's see. My first one is, what is her name? I can't think of her name. Oh, my land. My mind went blank. Why won't you start first? Because I can't remember. Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us more about your characters. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Okay. Let's see. My first character is going to be a lawyer in a small town, and she gets wrapped up in this case where they have to go out and what do you call it? They go out and they have to find out exactly who killed this person. She's doing more of the investigating, which she isn't really supposed to do, but since she's a high-top lawyer, but I figured, hey, why not break the mold and do something different? So that's number one. Number it's going to be played by, let's see, well, what is her name? I can't think of her name right now. My mind
was blank.
I don't
know how I feel.
can't remember her name. It's the girl that plays on Heart of Dixie. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I can visualize it. I don't know her name, but I get an idea. Okay, who's your second character?
I think her first name's Rachel or something like that.
Okay.
I think. And then my second character's name is Daniel, and he is a nurse, and he's going after this really hot guy.
Sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
He is going after another nurse on staff, but he doesn't know that he really likes them. And then my third character is another lawyer, and his name is, what is his name? I'm being interrupted, so that's why I've lost my train of thought. His name is AJ, and AJ is kind of a mysterious guy, and they can't figure him out. So there's my three characters. What about yours?
Three cool ones. One is definitely going to be called TJ.
Ooh.
TJ Hart. And he's going to be played by the wonderful Justin Buckenball, something like that. It's you remember JT from Young and Restless?
Oh, yeah, Thad Luckenbill.
Yeah, him. It's always hard to pronounce that name. He's
going
to be a mystery character, so that'll be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then you've got another character, and her name is going to be like Gloria Swartz, and she's going to be like, she lives off the streets because she lost her job, but
ooh,
she's got a secret, and it's going to be good. Yeah.
Ooh.
And that one is going to be played by Julia Ormond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Then your
ooh,
final one so far, just tease a little bit. But the third one is going to be called Chase Avenue. And
ooh,
he'll be played by Channing Tatum.
Ooh.
And he'll be a little troublemaker.
Ooh.
And his brother is going to be played by Josh Duhamel.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure the name yet because they're working on the character name. But his
uh-huh
brother is going to need his help in a case. So it's going to be
ooh
fun.
Ooh, that sounds like
yeah
fun.
Yeah, it looks it's going to be exciting. I can't wait. So
yeah, that
cross
sounds
your fingers,
cool,
everybody. Hopefully we debut it next week. That should be
yeah
fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. I can't wait. So let's see, what else is going on in Hannah's world tonight? Not much. It is kind of dead tonight. So if anybody is out there listening and want to call in, we're here. Party Will and Hannah. He's helping me tonight because this is my first show and I'm a little nervous and I don't really know what I'm doing too much, but hey, you know, I'll get the hang of it after a while, you know.
Go for it.
First show is always a little a surprise, but it's always fun.
Cool. Hi, Hannah. Hi, Will. Hey, Maggie, how are you?
Hey, Maggie.
I'm hanging in there. Hi. Arguing with my coffee maker right now, but other than that, going on okay.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Has it been snowing where you are?
Yeah, it started over here.
Just in the beginning of it, we were talking about our characters that we're teasing about.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on our new online fanfic that we created together. It's called Fusion. It's an LGBT series,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, gay-related, you know, straight, bi, all that good stuff. But there's going to be some good twists and turns. It's going to be a good mystery. It's going to feel like it's on television, but the only difference is it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. It's going to be like, hopefully we premiere it for next week. It's just so many things go on that you don't get to do your target date. So it kind of
mm-hmm.
leaves you behind just a little bit.
Hmm. We'll hang in there and wait with you until you're ready. Very good
and
one
you,
for you, Anna.
What do you have for your holiday plans, Maggie? Anything special coming up?
For me, we get together on Thanksgiving at my ex's, and we have dinner there, and I bring the Tremings. And Christmas Eve, they can all come here, because I have the typical Italian Christmas Eve dinner. All
Ooh.
The fish. Because in the old days, you couldn't eat meat until midnight, so we do all the fish. I make calamari and all that stuff. So that's always fun. Christmas is usually quiet. Put a big ham in the oven and just kind of chill. After you get out of the fish coma. Because you're so full, yeah. Nobody wants to eat till late on Christmas because they're still full from late Christmas Eve. Hmm. So you got any good recipes for tonight, Anna?
Yeah. I just gave out one for buffalo sliders. They are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take a 3-pound bag of chicken breast.
Okay.
And I would spray my crock pot before I put the frozen chicken breast in.
Me too.
Because if you don't, it sticks to the side and it
mm-hmm.
burns, and then you got a mess, and then you got a scrape. Nah,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Forget that.
Right. And then you take a bottle of your favorite hot sauce, whatever kind you like.
Mm-hmm.
I use either Frank's Buffalo Wing hot sauce, or I use Sweet Baby Ray's. Sweet Baby Ray's has a really good one, too.
They do? Oh, okay, good.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And I usually pour the whole bottle in, but if you don't like it real spicy, you can use less.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also take one pack of Hidden Valley Ranch
mm-hmm.
dressing mix. And you pour that on top and turn your crock pot on low for about 8 hours. And then after it's done, take 2 forks, spread it up, you know, shred your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have it on hamburger buns. You can make chicken tacos out of it. You can make a chicken salad. I've even made like a breakfast burrito with it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious. I gotta try it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. It's like that pulled pork I love. Where,
oh, yeah.
The barbecue sauce and that. Oh, I love that. And it's so tender. But the chicken sounds so pretender that way. I wrote down the recipe. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So how have you
and
been today, Maggie?
If you give me the email of your recipe, I can always post it on my website for you.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So do you have anything of another recipe, like for like a dessert?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Okay. Be honest.
Okay. Let's see. I like to make... I like to make a lot of things because I love sweets. And that's why that's my problem now because I like to eat sweets.
Nothing
but,
wrong with that?
No. I like to make brownies from a brownie mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to make it kind of like a s'mores type thing, like a brownie s'mores. And what you do is you take an 8x8-inch pan and you grease it. And then you put your graham cracker crust on the bottom of your pan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your brownie mix on top of that. Follow the directions on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to put marshmallows on top and then bake it. And you can put nuts on it, too, if you want. I don't because my family don't like nuts too much. But I do, but they don't care for them too much. But anyway, but you might
have
feel like, or, you know, you might have somebody in your family that's allergic to nuts, too.
Exactly.
So that's why I leave them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just bake it in the oven according to the directions. And then after it's done, I like to take Hershey's syrup and squeeze on top of it.
I guess Carol's picking up brownie mix on his way home. I got the other ingredients.
Dang, you make that sound so good, doesn't she, Maggie?
Oh, sounds delicious. I want to eat it off the phone.
We gotta get the recipe for that and post that on the website too.
Mmm, yummy. Years ago I made homemade brownies, but I put marshmallows in it, and they really didn't turn out right. Put them on top, right?
Yeah, I put them on top.
Maybe that was what I did wrong. I put them in the brownie mix, and they didn't fluff at all. I mean, it was like hard pieces of sugar.
I hate when that happens.
That's your trick on tap. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Hey, Will, you got any plans this week?
Yeah, just cool that you asked about that. Thanks. I'm actually going to be taking a few weeks off. It's going to be like a little mini vacation time for me. And, you know, you guys are doing such great jobs as hosts. I know you've got this, and I'll be back for December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, it's good to take a little time away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you
but don't worry,
see
I will be on and off. I'll be on and off for social media with you guys, and, you know, I'll pop up every now and then. But, yeah, it's good to take a little break when I can.
That's
can
true.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to miss everybody.
Yeah.
That's the hardest. It's good to take a little breather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you will be missed.
That's
for sure.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you very
100%.
Much. What about you, Hannah and Maggie? Any plans for this week or what's going on?
Well, I'll be listening to Daytime After Dark and my soaps and knowing me sports. I'm kind of down tonight because my Notre Dame got less than overtime, so you can't mind me tonight.
Well,
I'm a sportsaholic. No, I'm a sportsaholic.
I am too. I love sports. I love baseball and I love football.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like to watch once in a while.
The Hawks?
I like to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Go on tomorrow night, Boxer. Tonight, the Bulls is lost.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I hope and pray Sunday we can finally win, Bears.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite top three baseball players since you're into sports?
Top three? Mine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maggie.
Who's your favorite three baseball top players? Baseball players that you like.
Okay. I like Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals, best catcher in baseball. He has won 7 consecutive gold gloves, and he's won 3 platinum gloves. So that's my favorite catcher. Even though he left St. Louis, I still kind of like Albert Pujols. And my third one would be, I would say, Matt Holliday off the Cardinals, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the left fielder for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my three. If you're talking about retired, then I would have to go Chris Carpenter. I named my boy after Chris Carpenter.
Mm.
So I hear we're related to him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been told, I don't know how, but I think he's like a third cousin or something to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know for sure, for sure. But that's what one of my husband's cousins said to him. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
going off of what somebody said.
Right. It's possible.
Yeah.
My distant cousin is Conforti. He used to write Michael Conforti. Well,
uh-huh.
He used to write for, when I was writing for GH, he used to write for GH. Now he's on Young Russell's. And I said, but he's such a distant cousin. It's like, can I lose track? Are they really or not or what? Well, we have a lot of Conforti
yeah.
in the family. I don't know. Mine are naturally Frank Thomas, my numero uno.
Uh-huh.
And I love
the
Paul
big
Knuckle.
Hurt. Oh, yeah.
Frank.
He just retired.
It was horrible. Her whole team is retired, the 2005 team.
Yeah.
No piece left. And Chris Sale. I still like Chris Sale's pitching.
Uh-huh.
And I like when he first brought him up tonight. Those are my three top. Well, Derek retired, too, so that leaves him out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What about you, Willie?
Really?
What happened? I couldn't hear. Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, do you have three top baseball players or football players that you like?
Oh, no, not really. I pretty much watch the sports and stuff, but I don't really have any main, like, populars yet. I just like watching the game.
Ah. You're equal opportunity.
Yeah.
This will make you laugh. A little secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the guys in tights. So I'm not really focusing on the names.
Just
I'm
the
bad.
Bad guys.
I'm bad.
Oh, God. I had a crush on my high school quarterback because of his butt and his. I just love their uniforms. And I went to every damn game because of his butt. Snow, rain, cold.
I've got a good question to ask you. I've got a question to ask both of y'all. What is one of your favorite films that you enjoyed as a child? Like animated or regular movie?
I would have to say Home Alone.
Okay. Cool.
What about you,
Maggie?
Lady in the Trap.
Oh.
Oh, that's
you
a
know,
good
I
one.
Have.
You have it?
I have The Lady and the Tramp 2 on VHS. It's so cute. Did you know that it has Alyssa Milano as one of the voices?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I swear, I didn't buy it because of her, but that's the reason I would have. But I didn't even
that's
know with her
nice.
Until after I bought it. I'm such a Alyssa Milano fan. No, a little secret, she's my TV housewife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And James Franco is my TV husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
No, my favorite animated would be The Last Unicorn.
Well, that's a good
Ooh.
One, too.
Yeah, that
that's
is
such a
one.
Classic. And I used to have it, so I have to find it and, you know, look for it again. But it's one of, I think every kid should watch it because it's just so creative.
Real. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Not like the crap TV that's out now. I swear
oh,
they
yeah.
should just cancel Cartoon Network because it really sucks now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring back the real cartoons.
Yeah, I like the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Those
mm-hmm.
were like the most awesomest cartoons on and Scooby-Doo.
The wholesome cartoons, yes. Yes. not the stuff
anymore.
That's out now.
Anymore,
with these
they've
cartoons
got
cartoons cussing at each other and violence and everything. Oh, forget it. It's ridiculous.
They got subliminal messages in them too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you'll laugh. Every time Heather's on, subliminal message, she wants you to eat a BLT in general hospital. I swear, every time she's on, I don't know how she knows this, but when they show it, I'm pretty much eating a BLT by the time they're showing it. It's so good,
BLT.
I swear.
So good.
It's one of my favorite sandwiches to make. The crazy habit. Oh, God. That and Nancy used to
So Hannah and Maggie, how are you both enjoying the Showbox? What are you watching on there? What are movies?
Oh, I love Showbox.
I love it.
Any top three movies that you recommend?
I'm kind of going back to the original ones.
Sex Tape was
I
good.
Love that you can find, like, classic movies. Did you notice that?
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's
really cool.
I like Sex Tape. That was a good one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
You make me blush. Do you remember that was so funny, right? When the couple, they asked their neighbors, like, you didn't watch that, did you? Oh, no. We were just, like, playing a game on there and everything. And oh, my God. And then when they made out in the car, that was so funny. And Rob
that
Lowe.
Hilarious.
Rob Lowe getting high.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny, remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking to her husband. He's like, what's the matter with you? He goes, what? What? So I blew a joint. So what? She's like, damn.
No.
Cameron Diaz is just so cool.
She is.
Yes, she is.
Something about Mary got me hooked on her. She was also good in...
Is she or is she not still married to Justin Timberlake?
Is she?
I don't know if she is or isn't.
Hmm.
I thought someone told me she wasn't with him anymore because I was like, what a loser.
That's okay.
She's such a talented actor.
Yeah, she is. Who's Jessica Biel married to?
Oh, is that the one? I think that's his new wife. I think he marries every year. I couldn't help it, but it's true. I get the wives confused.
Oh, I do too. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Jessica Biel just came out and said she's pregnant.
Again?
Oh, well. Oh, my God. I cannot go to a Hollywood party because if I was in Hollywood, I would probably mess the names up of who's married to who.
Oh, I would.
I'd probably say to the person, oh, congratulations. I'm like, what? We were married last year.
Exactly.
I'm like, what? I don't follow you, so I don't know.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Maggie, you? Any movies that you like?
Movies?
Your real movies or your Showbox, any of those?
Backdraft, I love that one. Well, my father
did. Oh, that's a good
fireman.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Backdraft.
Oh, Backdraft.
Yeah. Robert De Niro and Kurt Russell on it. And Tequila Sunrise I found on Showbox. And I hadn't seen that. Well, I had it on video, but it's such a pain with the videos nowadays. When you copy them, they're like scratchy when you play them. I don't know if I'm the only one having trouble when I'm playing old videos.
Oh, that's cute. I've got three that I like from Showbox. It's really good. I like Neighbors with Zac Efron.
That's really good.
It's so funny because, remember, if you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's cute.
It's hysterical.
And then there's Lucky One with Zac Efron. Notice a pattern. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I think we should make it four because I like Magic Mike. That was good with Channing Tatum and Alex Pettyfer. If you don't know who Alex Pettyfer is, he's the guy that played the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And The fourth one would be, oh, I just had it. I'm trying to remember already. Oh, Dear John with Channing Tatum. That one, it's so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's such a romantic. And the one that overall always gets to me is The Notebook. So, yes, I do like.
Yeah.
You know, another good one is Safe Haven.
I own
Julianne
that
Huff.
One. It's really good. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them all.
The Vow,
yes,
is
a very
one good
one.
Me. Yeah, Safe Haven is really good. Isn't it by Nicholas Sparks, too?
I think his birthday was today or yesterday. Josh Duhamel.
Kenny? I'm Josh Duhamel.
So happy
yes.
belated birthday or happy birthday to Josh Duhamel. And don't forget
yes,
also
birthday.
Vincent Izzery, you remember him, Lou Jack, and David from All My Children. His birthday was this week, too.
Right. It was Thursday or Friday, David.
I won't lie. When I see any scenes with Vincent Izzery, I gush because I was such, you know, I wasn't always around. I mean, you know, I was, when I grew up, I watched a lot of the soaps, don't get wrong, but I didn't get to watch every single storyline that came out. But what I did get to see, I was hooked. And I remember of the Lou Jack Beth story and all that. It was like, oh my gosh, that was so interesting.
Now I have David.
He is such a really good actor. He can play any role,
everything.
I think.
He was a kind
do you
of
remember
a
him on...
One...
Go ahead, Maggie.
I'm sorry. He was a cop in one of the TV shows that I watched. He was a guest. He was a cop. Oh, you probably saw it, Hannah. Did you watch The Lifetime?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that? He showed up as the cop.
Oh, I've seen that. I watched the Lifetime. When I did watch it, I'm having a problem with Lifetime right now because they canceled Witches of East End, so that's a no-no.
Yeah.
I made Hannah laugh the other day. I'm like, I'm done with Lifetime. But don't tell nobody. It's just one of those that I'm all out watching it because they canceled Witches of East End. But if they show one of my favorite actors, I'll probably watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know.
Like...
Me and Hannah were talking about this, Maggie, and I'm sure you'll agree. But aren't you tired of these campaigns that we keep trying to fight for our shows, only to find out that the members show such disrespect?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
But we got to save Dallas.
I made it clear this week. I said, that's it. I said, I'm still going to do my best to save the show, you know, and you ladies are always welcome to join me. But I told them I'm leaving your groups because I'm not putting up with disrespect on that and social media.
I agree.
I mean this, you know, these members were going on the Lifetime Network's Facebook page or Twitter, and they're literally telling them Lifetime sucks.
Who
really?
No wonder they're canceling
your
shows.
Talk about being immature. I get that you lose your show and you want it on, but why would you do that if there's a possibility it could be renewed from the same network that canceled it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know now they're not going to want it back on.
The client list. I like that one. I really like client list.
Yeah, the client list.
But that got canceled.
Oh, do you remember the guy that played the husband for Jennifer Love Hewitt on the client list? Do you know he's only this film?
Really?
Really?
That's what Hannah was making me laugh. She's like, well, who's this hot guy from On Revenge? And we were trying to figure it out, and I'm like, he doesn't look familiar, right? But no, we were laughing because I thought he was like one of those male dancers. And I'm like, no, that's not him. That's the other one. You know, like from Chippendales or whatever. No, he's on Revenge. He was on the client list. Yeah.
I gotta watch Revenge then. I can't remember this on Revenge.
They should have never canceled that. That was such a good show.
Yeah, it was.
I love Jeremy White, too. That's one of the ones I
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
What was funny, when they cancel all my children and my life to live, I did a complete no-no. My way of saying that I'd watch
I'm going to tell you
View,
something, and this is just between us, that when the two soaps started going online, and do you remember that whole week, almost, I think almost towards a month, where all they were doing was, like, cursing other episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the fans got mad about that, remember? So they came back, well, congratulations. There's no more cursing on your favorite soaps. And they were kind of joking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the beginning of the end. Because that was just too much for anyone to take for fans. That's like ruining your favorite dream, you know? Who does?
Yeah.
That's like me writing a fan fiction and ruining your characters by all they do is cuss, cuss, cuss. That would suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And I would never do that. But these writers that did it for online, they didn't care. And that's what they got. They pulled it off. And you know what? As much as I love our soaps, I'm glad they did it because we don't need to see that mess on TV.
I agree.
Or online or whatever that is because there's enough of that in the world as it is. Why do we need to hear it or watch it?
I saw today where they have canceled Selfie, and they also have canceled the McCarthys.
Oh, I like the McCarthys. That was a good one. With that guy from New Kids on the Block, Joey.
Joey
McIntyre or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it. CBS sucks.
Yeah, they do.
No, they do. Because all I watch, I'm not going to lie, all I watch now for CBS is truly just YNR. I don't watch nothing else because it's, you know, they're dumb. They took off our favorite shows and they put up nothing but crap. Like, you remember when they used to show As the World Turns, Guiding Light?
Yes.
And when they took off Guiding Light and then As the World Turns, they replaced it with, you know, that stupid show now that's after Guiding Light. What is it? The one with, oh, I can't
Wayne
even
Brady?
Think that's such a, yes, I can't stand him, and I can't stand that stupid show that he holds. That's got to be the stupidest movie they ever made.
Let's Make a Deal. That's the name of the show.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then they replaced As the World Turns with The Talk. Please, that was a joke, too.
Yeah. You know what? I am really getting tired of all these talk shows. I swear,
that's funny you said that, Hannah, because that's true. They're getting to the point of being stupid. At least on Blog Talk, you can be, you know, creative and all that. But these talk shows, they almost seem the same.
I agree. I mean, everybody's getting their own talk show. It's Queen Latifah's got hers. Then they've got The Real, which is kind of like The Talk. That started Tamar Braxton and one of the sister twins. I think it's Tia.
Tamara
and
Tia.
And it's sad. I love those characters. I like the actors and the singers, but I won't watch that. I won't watch it.
Yeah.
Do you remember we talked about this, Hannah and Maggie? On our other show that we do on Block Talk, the Daytime After Dark, that there's just too many shows and they conflict with each other to the point of nauseam.
Yes, they do.
Queen Latifah's show is good. I like her. I've always liked Ellen.
Yeah.
But some of these shows that they've got, these talk shows, they're just there to be fillers. That's all it is.
I like Meredith's new show, though. I hope that gets
I'll admit it. I watch that. I'm so bad. This is how bad I am. Okay, on my networks, on ABC, we have two stations, okay? So ABC is 3 and Channel 12. Well, at 1 o'clock, they show General Hospital on one ABC channel. The other channel will show it again at 2. Well, I'm bad. I will watch it at 1 o'clock. And then after that, I'll watch the Mary, that one you said that.
Meredith?
That Marianne show. Yeah. I'll watch her at 2. But if I want to watch the other one, I have to watch, I'll have to flip and watch General Hospital, like,
at 2 and the other one at 1 just so I could watch the Queen Latifah show.
That's good, though, the rerun.
Because it's so funny. It's really funny. And then the Today Show has one that they do, like a reality show or talk show or something like that. It's kind of cute, but it's okay.
It stars, is it Hoda?
Yeah.
I think her first name
is
Hoda.
It's weird.
Yeah. And then there's Kathy Lee, that's Whipper.
Yeah. What do you have to think about the Kelly Ripa show?
Why the hell is Vince Oven? It used to be in Channel 9.
I miss Regis.
I do too.
I do too.
Because Regis made that show.
I don't know what it is, but I just can't stand the other guy.
Oh,
what is he? Some sports agent or sports star? He kind of overdoes it.
Mm-hmm. He used to be a football player.
Michael's
Oh,
player.
Well, he needs to go get back to that because he doesn't do a good job of hosting.
I agree. And do you know that Good Morning America has hired him and now he's doing commercials for Metamucil?
Yes, he is.
Yes. And here's the kicker. I get a kick out of the times when they're not on all the time. You know how they take little breaks and there's like, oh, next week we have a special guest host? I'm like, thank
you.
That means he's not on.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Regis.
I do too.
But I don't see why they had to move to Channel 7, but that was just my opinion. They're now in the Oprah time slot. We used to have Oprah at that time. It was funny. When our stories get canceled, I wrote to them and said, well, from now on, I'm going to watch The View, Lifetime, and then flip back to General Hospital. And I got done with the thing, and I said, you dummy, they own Lifetime. ABC does.
Really?
Yeah.
I
said,
I didn't
they don't care. Yeah, it's part of their network, whatever. It's under the Disney blanket. Is it true, Wood?
Can you repeat what you were saying? The thing was acting up.
A Lifetime. Isn't that under
this
the Disney blanket?
I'm sorry. I must have missed part of your discussion because my phone was acting up. Can you repeat what you were saying? Because I must have missed a part of it.
She wants to know if Lifetime is under ABC.
Oh no, it's not.
What's that?
Lifetime is under ABC.
Okay.
No, and I don't know. Maybe you can find out for me. Lifetime and LMN are not two of the same networks, are they?
One's for movies.
Because
one's for all movies.
I notice the difference is like one's usually better than the other.
Isn't Lifetime and Lifetime Movie Network under the same thing?
That's what I thought.
Me too.
Mhm.
You know, I had fans ask me today if it counts for revenge, and you know what? I've been told that if the ratings continue to be low, that this should probably be its final season.
Its time is up.
And the other one I heard that could be on the bubble before you know it is Scandal.
No,
really. Well, there's a lot of good ratings, but there's just so many problems that are going on with that show that I heard that the networks might try to pull it off so that they could do, like, a mid-season replacement. Kind of like they did Black Box.
Oh, man.
So prepare yourself, because you know how these shows take a little hiatus, like the way you women said you don't like that when they do that?
No.
Uh-huh.
Some of these shows are not going to be returning when they come back from break. That's a perfect excuse for the networks to change what they do. It's like it gives them a few weeks to hurry up and change the plan before the fans can catch on to what's going on.
Well, that stinks.
Like, you pay attention on the networks, NBC is going to be showing Peter Pan live.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a filler. That's all it is. It's just a filler. They're going to cancel. Well, remember, they canceled Bad Judge. So they need something to fill.
Yeah. I love Pete Wolf.
I heard they canceled Crossbones.
I could live without that.
Yeah, that's another filler.
Yeah.
The Mysteries of Laura is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
good.
A good one.
But I don't know how the ratings are going. They never really give us any lowdown on that. I think they're kind of waiting.
I read the deadline that they had 13 episodes.
It's the boy or something, you know, that
yeah, he's
show.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
That one's really good. But the ratings are back and forth, but hopefully, you know, people try to give it a chance. I like watching it when I can.
Mm-hmm.
Parenthood is still going strong.
Yeah.
This is its final season.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
There's so many shows. I'll be honest, I don't even watch half of them anymore. Like
mm-hmm.
Brooklyn something that's on Fox.
Brooklyn 99.
Mm-hmm. I don't even watch that. There's just so many shows
I
barely keep up with those anymore. I don't even watch Sleepy Hollow. I heard it might get canceled. I hope so.
Gotham is good. I was surprised. My son wanted to see Gotham, and now I'm getting it. I like it.
I'm glad Selfie was canceled, and I'm glad The Millers was canceled.
Oh, that's so stupid.
The McCarthy's being canceled. That, you know, I like watching the show. But I'm not surprised that it was canceled. It just some people just don't get certain comedies.
That's good. Well, years ago, they didn't get Ellen when she first came out. When she was on, I forgot what show that she used to be on years ago when she first started out.
Man,
my
you
mother
remember
liked
comedy, the one that you said, Jane Curtin, Allie?
Yeah.
I love that show. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that one.
They need to bring something like that back. They need to bring some good wholesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not this
yes.
little cheesy puff stuff.
Stupid. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, and don't get me started on that one guy. What is it? It's on OWN. You know which ones I'm talking about? It's like a drama comedy or something.
Hmm.
Do you ever see, you know which ones I'm talking about? It's on
mm-hmm.
OWN.
I think so.
They need to cancel those. He's got like three different shows. Nowhere.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Is it Tyler Perry?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like him more than
I can't. There's just so many of them. How many more you got to make before they like get canceled?
I agree. I like him as Medea, but when he does other things, I don't care for it.
I really enjoy Haves and Have Nots. And then that other one with about the married couple.
Yeah.
That one I was enjoying. But I don't like the way they do it nowadays, which is so many weeks. And then sometimes people need to get into it, whatever. They don't really give it a chance.
Usually I can tell if something's going to be a hit within, like, the first 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that one show that Dana Delaney starred in?
Oh, Body of Evidence. I missed that.
Oh,
yes.
I love that.
I did too. And then they just took it off. And I'm like, that
mm-hmm.
was such a good show.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay, that one, I'm going to tell you that you'll be surprised. They canceled that one and then they brought it back. Do you know why?
Right.
Because they didn't have any show planned for their little returns because they were desperate that they put it back in as a filler.
As a different time.
But the problem was they tried to put it back at a worse time
mm-hmm.
for TV. It didn't have a chance.
Mm-mm. They wanted it,
did they? And you know what? I think they did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. They did.
But
they
I miss
to.
That show. Yeah, I missed that show. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I loved her on Desperate Housewives. She was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, and you guys remember that classic show, China Beach?
I love
yes,
China Beach.
I remember that one.
I am looking for
break.
That. Oh, my God. That is such – I remember those shows. Those are some classics.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Oh, in case anyone's wondering, the chick from Y&R that's playing the role of Adam's, quote, grandmother,
mm-hmm.
that is
Sarah
the
Kellerman.
Woman. She's from MASH.
Mm-hmm. She has hot lips. And
oh, really?
Sarah Kellerman.
Yeah, it's her.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Houlihan.
She's such a talented actress.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Now, is this really hit their grandson, or was their grandson really killed?
Okay.
Helping
Adam? A little spoiler.
Yeah.
It's not what you think. In other words, Adam is playing the role of her long-lost son or the
grandson.
Son that she supposed, yeah, something like that. And remember, if you caught it, she's like, oh, Adam deserved to die. So she doesn't know
mm-hmm.
that that's Adam. If she knew it was Adam, he'd be dead.
Of course. She wanted to
oh,
save
yeah.
her grandson, Gabriel.
Now, I don't know how Sage fits into this because I know she's obsessed with Adam.
Mm-hmm. She got the hats from. And what if she was
obsessed and prepare
with
yourselves because
Gabriel.
Sharon did not switch the paternity test. Somebody else did. And there's going to be
really?
A lot of suspects.
Oh, come
again,
on.
It's going to drag on. Well,
she went in the
room
that day.
It could have been Victor, but I don't know because you've
no.
also got Amy coming in this week or next week.
No, not Victor.
And then
no.
you got Grace already walking around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a little coincidence, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and a
yeah,
lot of you have been asking about Ian. If you notice, he's not on as much. I think, again, between us, I think it's because if you paid attention on the news, they're going to bring back Twin Peaks.
He's going to be on Mitchell.
On Showtime. And
mm-hmm.
I think that if he's going to revive it, I think it's taking most of his time, that maybe
mm-hmm.
that's why they don't show him, because it's just too much airtime.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're going to have to, I don't know, I think they wrote themselves in a corner there. They just need to kill him off.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're going to do with that. Some little birdie told me that he's supposed to be Sharon's dad.
I heard that too somewhere.
I heard that somewhere.
Well, yeah, because they said that his, they said Sharon's dad has been on canvas all this time.
Yeah,
well,
we
the only
know
one I could think of would be Ian. Because nobody else is showing up that's mysterious. I mean, except Austin.
Yeah, he's too young.
But he's shooting blanks, so how could he be her father?
I mean, poor Austin. You know, they should have just made Austin her son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy doesn't have no connection.
Nope.
But
okay,
he's shooting
question.
Blanks, so
I've
how
got a
can
question
he be
for
her
you.
Father?
Who do you prefer as Phyllis on Y&R? Gina or Michelle?
Gina's doing a real good job.
I got to tell you, I love Gina better. I do.
Michelle.
Gina just, she just brings it, you know, full front, no hold back, everything. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
With the other one, it's just like, I don't know, it just felt like it was kind of forced.
Yeah. All right, guys, well, we've only got 60 seconds left.
Okay. See that? First show's in the books.
I know.
All right.
Yeah,
we got it. We're doing good.
That
in the
went
books.
By fast.
Well,
oh,
thank
God,
you, Hannah.
Good
for
luck.
Thank you, Hannah, for inviting us to be on your show. We had such a blast.
Oh, you're thanks. Welcome. Please come back.
Yeah, and I'll be back soon, everybody, to, you know, like I said, just a few weeks away. Thanks for having us on here. All right.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Gotta go. God bless.
Thank you for taking my call.
All
God
right.
bless.
God bless.
Great job, Hannah.